Not a lot of fans know about Landry Shamet, the rookie out of Wichita State. As you look at Ben Simmons, and it's 2-0 with the dunk in the face of Bielitsa.
Yeah. NBA Straya, how you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Straya. It is Monday, February 4. It's Super Bowl Monday in Australia, and I have had way too many tins to do this show properly, but screw it. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet beer money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better than an injured Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, as we wrap up every single day of NBA action just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. This is what we do. All right, so we've got a big NBA weekend to wrap up, and I'm going to do it as quickly as I can because I can't really see straight. Noice. So what? We're going to keep talking about the fallout from the Kristaps Porzingis trade. We'll talk about the Rodney Hood trade. We'll talk about other trade murmurs and some other good stuff. We're going to shit talk Kyrie a bunch just because we can. Yeah, there's all that. There's also going to be, a bit of That's Not a Knife, Old Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball, and some other fun stuff. So, you know what? We're going to do the Australian Player Watch. We might do an Andrew Gazy Gaze Grey Mamba Award. And that'll be about it because, look, too many tins. Patriots win. Absolutely love it. All right, let's just do the damn show. It's NBA Australia, episode 225. I'm shit-faced. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. You better watch out for the attack of the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. But that's all right. I'll take the W. I'm sitting here in my Tom Brady jersey, having been drinking since 10 a.m. Oh, geez. But still, number 6 feels good. All right, man, let's just get stuck into the show. We're going to start the show the way we start every day, I guess, here at NBA Straight with a daily whip around. Look. We always do weekend winners and weekend losers on Monday. So, what do you say we do that right now? Because there's a little bit of stuff to get through, so let's do it.
Oh my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me,
Ken Brockman. Can we get a photo of me? Yes, the weekend winners. Some good stuff, I guess. Look, the Pelicans, they're weekend winners. They haven't traded Anthony Davis for their shit sandwich yet. So you can only imagine that the trade offers that the Pelicans get this week heading into the trade deadline will be a little bit better than the Lakers going, oh yeah, look, we'll give you like, I don't know, Lonzo Ball and like Kyle Kuzma. The Pelicans are going to be sitting there going, yeah, nah, fuck you, dickheads. We're going to need Lonzo Ball. We're going to need Kuz, we're going to need Ingram, we're going to even need Zubac, and we're going to need 2 first round picks. So until you have that for me, fuck off. So Pelicans, good stuff. Way not to cave yet. Other weekend winners, the Mavericks. They've still got to be feeling very, very good about themselves, about pulling off the Kristaps Porzingis trade. They're sitting there going, you know what? It's pretty good having old Dirk. You know what's even better? Having new Dirk. And you know what's even better than that? Having the other new Dirk. This is fucking awesome. So Dallas is sitting there going, man, life is sweet. They get to replace Dirk with new Dirk and other new Dirk. They basically have what? Well, actually, let's just do another weekend winner. The Zinger. Kristaps Porzingis, the Extreme Zinger Meal.
Extreme Zinger Meal.
Oh, he's a fully charged Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
That's right. He gets to play with Luka Doncic now. That's pretty great, man. That's the best point guard he's ever... Well, the best point guard he's had up until now is what? Jose Calderon? Jarrett Jack? Washed up corpse of Derrick Rose? Fucking hell, man. So Zinger now gets to hang out and be like the 7'3" Dirk with Luka's 6'7" Steve Nash. Ah, mate. I love this. Zinger's life is just going to be so much easier in Dallas, right? Like, as opposed to shouldering the entire fucking burden of an entire franchise and, like, one of the world's craziest fan bases in the Knicks. He gets to hang out in Dallas, go out, kick ass, take names, have Luka, like, run everything for him, and he gets to sit back and kick some ass. It's fucking awesome. Absolute weekend winner. I mean, his, like, shagging of Instagram models is probably going to dip significantly, but, like, Dallas isn't really lacking for, hot ladies and Instagram was there. So best of luck to you there, Extreme Zinger Meal. Other weekend winner, Rodney Hood. Rodney Spud Hood got traded from Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith.
Cleveland.
To Portland, which is pretty wild because everyone's like, Rodney Hood, right? He goes from the worst team in the NBA to the fourth. Well, not the worst team because that's the Knicks. So the second worst team in the NBA to the fourth seed in the West. Yeah, they're still number four. Especially when, like, Rodney Hood doesn't actually seem to be good in NBA games. People love the thought of Rodney Hood rather than the reality. The reality is, like, a swingman who scores 12 points a game on 42% shooting. Like, that's not even Marvin Barnes at this point. Marvin Williams at this point. Marvin Barnes, fucking hell, have another tin, Jimmy. Jesus. But Rodney Hood, everyone just talks themselves and is like, fuck it, you know what we need? A cheap swingman on the wing who can fill it up and we'll trade for him. No matter that, like, in the playoffs last year for the Cavs, he just went, like, fucking disappearing like he was that fucking, the disappearing man or the kid from that chick who, you know, the dingo ate her baby. Man, Rodney Hood, you are the baby who was eaten because you just keep fucking disappearing, mate. what else? I mean, that's kind of it for the other winners and losers, isn't it? I mean, well, with winners at least, because there's, like, no other massive trades just yet. I mean, look, Jimmy Butler hasn't been traded yet, so that's a bit of a win for him. I don't know, man. It's pretty weird. There's, like, it was like a weird dip over Super Bowl weekend where people were just like, let's just chill out. We've already done our Zinger stuff, so we're going to ramp it up on Monday. So it's pretty good. Let's do our weekend losers then, shall we? Let's do that.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser.
Loser. Loser. Nice. And the weekend losers, man. Kyrie Irving. Mate. Everyone loved that guy when he's like, oh, shit, bro. I want to stay in Boston, son. What's up? Now, everyone hates him because he's a snake. Yep. Because he was all like, oh, you know what, man? So when I was, like, saying that I want to stay in Boston and, like, sign on some more, oh, look, I don't know anybody anything. Like, fuck you. Ask me July 1. That's right, man. So Kyrie turned around when he was like, hey, have you changed your mindset about, like, re-signing with Boston? He's like, ask me July 1. And he reckons he's going to do best for his career. Now, many have taken that to say, oh, well, he's going to stay in Boston then because they're very good. Other people have gone, well, he's definitely going to the Knicks because that's really good and I'm a hopeful Knicks fan. So Anthony Davis is, like, so we're going to, like, throw the Celtics in here with the losers as well, because Anthony Davis has let it be known that he doesn't want to stay with the Celtics long term, because he doesn't think that Kyrie's going to re-sign with the Celtics long term. So he's like, fuck that. So the Knicks are sitting there now with, like, two max salary spots and going, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, what do you reckon? Let's do this fucking thing, bro. So that's pretty good. So they're going to feel pretty good. So yeah, but Kyrie turning around and sort of, like, basically putting himself in that shit again. I mean, come on, dude. Kyrie, you're a fucking loser at this point. Everyone's just like, oh, this fucking guy, I'm sick of his shit. Like, if it would be much better if he was out there fucking shredding it and tearing everybody apart and just, like, going, you know, hog wild, kicking ass and taking names. But instead, he's kind of just, you know, sputting it up and around and just, like, being okay but not great. It's like, oh, but bro, I wanted my own team to run and now I have one. Oh, it's weird to do it now, man. I don't know what I am doing. It is weird to have your own team. Yeah, that's right, Kyrie. It's fucking hard. And I think you might actually be a capital B bitch. Just saying. For a dude who's nominally Australian. I think it's great. I mean, it was pretty good against OKC. They had 30 points, 11 assists, but still, I don't know. It's not like he's burning the fucking league down, is it? Anyway, fuck him. Next up, weekend losers, Anthony Davis. Had everyone gushing over him, and then Kristaps got traded, and everyone's like, oh, all right, fuck Anthony Davis. We're going to talk about Kristaps for the next 2 days. Everyone stopped giving a shit about that monobrowed moron. But then he popped up again. He's like, oh, I need to be in the news cycle again, man. And yeah, basically he said that he didn't want to go to Boston, which is pretty weird because it's echoing almost exactly what Kevin Garnett said, that he didn't want to get traded to Boston. There was no way he'd re-sign there long term. And of course, KG did. Yeah, Anthony Davis, weekend loser for sure. Rudy Gobert getting shit on by everybody for being honestly pissed and having a bit of a tear run down the old cheek about he not being, you know, having to tell his parents he didn't get named an All-Star, which would have been a fun phone conversation. Oh, mais oui, mother and father, it is me, your son, the Stafford Tower, Rudy Gobert. I did not get named an All-Star by these stupid fucking coaches. And they'd be like, oh my God, my son, the Stafford Tower, but you are so good at basketball. And he'd be like, yes, that is right, but they named LaMarcus Aldridge instead of me. Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Coaches, I mean, this is lazy ass. Like, when people talk about All-Star voting being fucked, they're usually talking about the fan voting, and they don't really take into consideration that the coach voting for the reserves is literally the head coaches in the NBA, like, telling one of their assistants to fill out the ballot for them, right? And that's how shit like LaMarcus Aldridge as an NBA All-Star reserve gets through, because they're going, oh, the Spurs are pretty good, we'll just put them in. Meanwhile, Rudy Gobert is out there fucking tearing everybody apart and doesn't make the All-Star team. It's retarded. Anyway. Next one up, final weekend loser, Kyle Kuzma. Yeah, he got dunked back to college by Boogie Cousins. That was absolutely brutal, mate. Go watch the video, it's funny as hell. All right, let's wrap up some scores from the weekend. We're going to fly through this. Hornets beat the Grizzlies 192. Kemba was pretty good. The best performed Grizzly was Shelvin Mack. That's right, Orlando Magic legend, Shelvin Mack. Celtics beat the Knicks 113-99. In the first game after the Knicks made their stunning Porzingis trade, it was pretty funny too, I'll tell you that much. I mean, they kind of just tore him apart. Kyrie, as mentioned, had 20-10-6. The Thunder beat the Heat 118-102. Did you beat the Heat this weekend, man? It was pretty fucking hot all around Australia, right? Paul George had an absolute ball tear. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The Jazz beat the Hawks 128-112. Rudy Gobert responded to his All-Star snow by having 25 points and 13 rebounds. And the Nuggets smashed the Rockets 136-122 in a huge statement game. This is the Joker.
Nikola Jokic, hello.
31 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. God damn, that is good. We had 12 games on Saturday, which was nuts, pre-Super Bowl Sunday for the older Americans there. The Magic beat the Nets 102-89. Knew it was coming. The Nets basically had to fall off a cliff at some point, didn't they? Yes, that's how it goes. Vooch had 24-12 in that. The Clippers beat the Pistons 111-101 in Detroit. Blake Griffin. No revenge there because, you know, that's just not how it goes sometimes. He went 9 of 23 for 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists against his old team, but 3 of 12 from 3. Not great, mate. Not great. The Hornets beat the Bulls 125-118. Fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world. Had 33-9, while Kemba Walker tore it up for 37-10. Unreal. The Bucks beat the Wiz 131-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo at 37-10. Brad Beal, 24 for the Wiz. The Mavericks, 111-98, beat the Cavs. Luka Doncic smashed it 35-11-6. God damn, he's good. The Pacers beat the Heat 95-88. The Heat are fucking reeling at this point. But D-Wade, we got a throwback from him in that one, 21. The Spurs beat the Pelicans 113-108. LaMarcus Aldridge, 25-14. The Warriors beat the Lakers 115-101. No LeBron James for the Lakers in that one. He decided to sit out because he was like, I played 40 minutes in my return game because my coaches are fucking morons. What do you reckon about that, man? And everyone's like, yeah, that's not smart, is it? And then so he had to sit out the next game because it was just like a little bit much for him. You feel it. The Nuggets then backed up their win against the Rockets and beat the Wolves 107-106 in an absolute thriller. Karl Anthony Towns had 31-12, but it wasn't enough to get over the Nuggets. Great win for the Nugs, especially in a back-to-back. Joker had 13, 16, and 10 for his ninth triple-double. Unreal. He is, turns out, very good at basketball, is the Joker. The Hawks beat the Suns 118-112. I mean, who cares about that? But John Collins, that's a tall cocktail. 35 points, 16 rebounds. Devo Booker had 32 and 10. The Rockets beat the Jazz 125-98. James Harden had 43 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. He was very good in that one. The Kings beat the Sixers 115-108. Oh, geez. A bit of a rough one for the Sixers in that one. And then today we had the Grizzlies beating the Knicks 96-84. They get some revenge on their old coach, David Fizdale. The Knicks are now 10-42. Jesus. DeAndre Jordan making his debut for the Knicks had 12-12. And Dennis Smith Jr. was out there as well for the old Knickerbockers. And look, wasn't too bad, I guess. But he wasn't good either. Not the guy you want to trade Porzingis away for, right? 8 points, 6 assists. 2 turnovers, 0 of 3 from 3. Bulges, not great. Anyway, what else? As mentioned, the Celtics beat the Thunder 134-129. Rusty had 22, 12, and 16. Another triple-double for him. And Kyrie had 30. And the Raptors beat the Clippers 121-103. And that is the wrap for the weekend. So let's do the damn thing. Who was the NBA Australia Approved Performer of the weekend?
Knife. That's a knife.
Oh, that's a knife, Paul George. 43 points versus the Heat, 37 versus Boston. Absolutely smashing it of late. Crushing it. James Harden, obviously, as mentioned, had an absolute rip snorter. But still, you got to give it to Paul George because he's just been on a fucking tear, mate. Absolutely shredding it of late is Paul George. The way that OKC are up and down, though, it's like a little bit tricky, but they are still 33-19. They just lost that game. So, look, maybe you'll chill out to it. But still, for the Sixers game, look, I almost want to give this to Big Simo Ben Simmons, but, I mean, they got beat by the Kings. He had 22-8-4, and Joel Embiid had 29-17. There just wasn't much help from the rest of the team, you know? It's a bit rough, mate. It's a bit rough. So, look. You get that on the big jobs sometimes, don't you? But Paul George, look, consistent, man. Consistent. He's out there doing all right. He's had last 5 games, he's averaged 35 points. So you're definitely our performer of the weekend. Great shit, mate. Even though they lost to the Celtics. All right, who was? What do we got? The old mate, no mates for this weekend. Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Gee, can you tell I'm doing all this off the cuff? I've literally not written anything down. I'm basically going by memory at this point. I'm going to say old mate, no mates, though. Just based on all my mates in New York.
The Extreme Zinger Meal.
That's right. The Extreme Zinger Meal suddenly has no mates in New York City because everyone's like, oh, he was injured all the time anyway, and he didn't want to be here. It's like, oh, really? Wait, isn't this the guy that you all fucking spent the last 5 years blowing? After you booed when he was, like, drafted and then you realized he was really fucking good, all you did for the last, like, 4 years was tickle his nuts. And now he's been traded. He's like, oh, he wasn't good anyway, bro. Fuck you. I absolutely love the Stockholm Syndrome of Knicks fans where they go, oh, nah, man, it's great that we've now got, like, two, like, max free agents, like, spots. Oh, yeah? So you can now spend $71 million on Kemba Walker and Tobias Harris. I mean, best of luck, Knicks fans. It's going to be awesome. All right, Spud of the Night. Let's do that one. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we've got a Spud of the Night, don't we? I saw that one before.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night goes to Gordon Hayward watching that game today against OKC. He was just, oh my God, how has he gotten worse? Like from when he started this year, he just now looks even worse than he was when he like was kicking back. It's like, shouldn't he be getting better? He went 1 of 6 from the field versus OKC. Mate. The fuck are you doing, Gordon? Jesus, that's horrible. But he just looks lost out there, doesn't he? It's like, how do you forget like how to play basketball? Absolutely unreal. Can we actually do another? I got to do another old mate, no mates. How about fucking Luke Walton in LA? Everyone's trying to punch on with him. Michael Beasley and JaVale McGee are like, hey, fuckhead, play us more. And he's like, nah, fuck you, Zay. And they're like, all right, we're going to punch on. And everyone's like, nah, don't punch on. And then they're like, oh, nah, we still want to fire you. And Luke Walton's like, I'll fight everybody in here. So the Lakers fracas that burst open over the weekend is absolutely amazing. And you know, it's just like, you know, the random sort of Laker dumb shit that's going to lead to LeBron getting Luke Walton fired, isn't it? It's just how it goes, man. It's just how it goes. Luke was never long for this Lakers coaching gig. He doesn't have the, you know, the Pat Riley at his back to withstand the LeBron James pushback like Eric Spoelstra copped in Miami. Luke Walton sitting there going, I've got Jeannie Buss. And then Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka like, sorry, what was that? I had LeBron's balls in my mouth. I couldn't hear. It's weird because you don't use your mouth to hear, but like I was making such a loud slurping noise on LeBron's balls that I couldn't hear that we were supposed... Oh, we're meant to be supporting Luke Walton. What do you think about that, LeBron? Oh, yeah, and then they go slurping back on his balls. It's a rough one. Poor Luke Walton. Everyone wants to fight him. LeBron probably wants him fired, so what? LeBron can fucking hire Ty Lue again? Jesus Christ, get the fuck out of here. Panting of the weekend goes to Kuzma. Boogie absolutely fucking destroyed Kyle Kuzma in that Warriors-Lakers game, and it was absolutely amazing to see Kuzma, who looks like a 53-year-old lesbian, getting absolutely fucking demolished. Was pretty funny. Just look at Kuzma and just tell me that he doesn't actually look like a chick pretending to be a guy in the NBA. And that's like it might actually be either an extended, like a real life documentary or movie that they're making, and no one's entirely sure. Just take a closer look at him next time you see him. All right. Speaking of the Lakers, who was better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, as long as our son doesn't get traded to fucking New Orleans and he won't report. All right, this is pretty easy. Trae Young is our usual sort of side-by-side comparison with Lonzo, and we're going to go with the better then. But look, man, Trae Young is absolutely smashing it at the moment, so... I can't really shit on him too much. I mean, he's not shooting great still for the season, but of late, he's been tearing it up. His last five games, he's averaging 26.8 points a game on 53.5% shooting and 42% from three. So I might shut my big, stupid mouth about Trae Young for the moment. He had 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. It was against Phoenix, but still. 9 of 20, yeah, the reason I said that he wasn't shooting that great because he went 9 of 21 in that one. But still, pretty fucking good. 27 and 8 and 7 on ya. But better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball, as per usual, Luka Doncic. 35 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists versus Cleveland. He was unstoppable. That was fucking great. Luka, better than Trae Young and Lonzo Ball. Who was dickhead of the weekend, though? This is pretty easy, isn't it?
Dickhead of the week.
And Kyrie Irving. It's all basically almost the Kyrie Irving / Reggie. just the Kyrie Reggie duo is always going to sort of get like Reggie Miller is always going to do something dumb, and Kyrie is just going to be a fucking like he's the dumbest, like he's the smart, dumb person who doesn't know, like he like thinks he's smart, but he just does dumb shit all the time. Kyrie saying, I don't owe anyone shit. It's like, yeah, it's fine when you're saying about the media, but at the same time, you also told everybody you're probably going to re-sign in Boston, and now you're all like, oh, wait for July 1, man. Yeah, fuck you. And you're like, all right, thanks, dickhead. And I get that he was talking about the media, but Kyrie and his stupid smart guy routine should know that if he was actually smart, that literally any narrative that can be twisted by him saying pretty much anything... And it's never really helped by him saying dumb shit like, I don't owe anyone shit. It's like, I'm pretty sure you kind of do. Like, your championship ring, kind of owe that to LeBron. yeah, it's classic Kyrie dickheadery, isn't it? Now he's back in the more dumbassery and saying, going out there saying, I don't owe anyone shit. And ask me July 1. Kyrie, absolute fuckwit. But also, dickhead of the week. All right, we'll be back in a second. Oh, man, do you want to do yeah, nah? Fuck. Flagging, I'll tell you that much. We'll do a quick yeah, nah, and then we'll just go straight on the Australian Player Watch right after this.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Oh, yeah, nah. Sure. Hey, this was already asked me today twice. Does Anthony Davis survive the trade deadline as a New Orleans Pelican? Yeah, nah. Look, smart money. And if you were smart and if you were New Orleans and you were acting smart, I'd say, yeah, you'd wait for the best available offer once the draft lottery happens and Boston can jump in the bidding. Like, Boston don't give a fuck that Anthony Davis is out there saying, oh, I wouldn't sign long-term, man. They don't give a shit. Danny Ainge doesn't give a fuck. He's like, whatever, dude. You're going to get here. Kyrie's going to go, oh, this is fucking awesome. We've got all this young talent. We're going to be great. And you're going to stick around, just like KG did. That's what Danny Ainge thinks. So, yeah, look. But the Pelicans, on the flip side of that, aren't smart. So, I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Davis is a Laker by the end of this week. They will just go, you know what? Fuck it. Give us Ball. Give us Ingram. Give us Kuzma. Give us Zubac. And two first-round picks, and it's a done deal. You don't have to worry about Boston. You've got Anthony Davis, LeBron, and he can like be fucking bum chums over there, and away we go. And that's what I suspect will happen. It probably shouldn't, but no one ever accused the New Orleans Pelicans of being smart. Number two, yeah, nah, look. Are the Blazers going to get anything out of Rodney Hood? I mean, yeah, nah, yeah. They'll get more than, what, he got traded for Nick Stauskas and, what, Wade Baldwin? Yeah, that's right, and, like, two second-round picks. Ah, the return on investment on that, I still don't reckon it'll be worth it. I'd kind of rather have, like, Stauskas. At least he can create a little bit more. Hood's a bit of a spud. He's always fucking hurt. Like, who gives a shit? Fuck you, Rodney Hood. So, look, I don't know if he's going to do much, but he'll at least be another shooter. And the Blazers always just sort of need like a couple of like little bits of wing talent. The fact that Pat Connaughton is out there for the Bucks shredding really must fucking like stick in Portland's craw. Just keep that fucking guy. Like, how's the Seth Curry experiment going? Fucking hell. Anyway, and finally for the yeah nahs, I mean, what? After a couple of days reflection, do we really, 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 really think that the Mavs are still the winners of this trade? Yeah, nah, yeah, yeah, fucking A. You can try to, like, look, if they trade Kristaps Porzingis for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, fine. But at the same time, you could have still had Kristaps Porzingis, your existing draft pick, and Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. And the Zinger is a unicorn. Defensive menace. Offensive, like, fucking burner. Yeah, he's, you know, injury prone here and there, but still, he's real fucking good. So give me the Mavs outlay at this point. The fact that they've got old Dirk, new Dirk, and other new Dirk, you've got to feel very fucking good about that as a Mavs fan. Just think about that. For the next like 10 years, feasibly, they could build around Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. You just put three-point shooters around those dudes and you are fucking laughing. A couple of defenders. You maybe keep Harrison Barnes. You're probably stuck with Tim Hardaway Jr. at least. And away you go. It's fucking great. You're laughing, mate. Nice one. The straw. What do you reckon? Do you want to do an Outback Takeout today? I mean, sure. Step on in to Outback. I'm already shit-faced from a million Super Bowl cans. Fucking hell. We had the Super Bowl today at Outback Takehouse. How good's NFL football? The ESPN commentators are the fucking worst. How did we get stuck with Monday Night Football, guys? That shit house. Anyway, welcome to Outback. Today's flame grill take is, I don't know, Anthony Davis is just smokescreening the Celtics and he and Kyrie will end up on the Knicks together or some shit. Who fucking knows, man? Unpopular opinion of the day as well. Look, fuck it. Anthony Davis doesn't know his ass from his elbow, and once he got to Boston, he'd stay there. I don't care what he fucking says. Ciao, guys. All right, let's do Australian Play Watch. Oh, yes. Love the sounds of the Ramshackle Army. How good is that? It's pretty good. Pretty good. All right, Big Simo Ben Simmons, as mentioned, had a pretty good game against Sacramento, but, you know, they still lost, which, when it comes to like wins and losses, that's not one, you just don't want to lose games in general, you know? So Big Simo, against Sacramento, he had 22 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 9 of 14 from the field, played 42 minutes. Pretty bloody good. Jonah Bolden had a rough one, 13 minutes coming off the bench, 0 of 3 from the field, 0 of 3, all of which were from 3-point land, had 1 rebound and 1 block. Yeah, so a bit of a tough one there for Jonah Bolden. How about jingling Joe Ingles? Look, the jingling one, the fact that he's not shooting in the 3-point, the 3-point shootout over All-Star really gets my goat and sort of shits me up the wall. But anyway, jingler against Atlanta, he played 32 minutes. He had 19 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists and a block. And then against Houston in that loss, went 4 of 12 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3. That's not too bad. Ended up with 11 points, 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Yeah, it's not too bad, bro. It's not too bad, eh? it's like, jingler, he can't do it all by himself, man. He can't do it all by himself. What else we got? So, Dante Exum, we've got a little bit of an update. He's going to be out until at least after the All-Star break. It's a pretty bad fucking sprained ankle, Dante. Jesus Christ. Son of Cecil. More like made of fucking paper mache. Jesus. so Dally saw his mate Rodney Hood traded away. And he had the one game on the weekend against Dallas. He had 4 points, 3 rebounds. One rebound, 3 assists. Went 0 of 4 from the field, though. 0 of 3 from 3. Dally, mate, that is a rough one. Denga Dell, did he get out there against the Mavs? You know that he did. 14 minutes, 4 points, 1 of 3 from the field, 1 rebound. Not bloody bad. You'll take it. You'll absolutely take that, Dengadel. Good stuff, mate. What else? Who else are we talking? Oh, Thon McCur got another DNP coach's decision. We got a little bit of an update where they are talking to teams, the Bucks, about trading Thon Song, Kung Fu Thon. So hopefully he gets moved sooner rather than later. Mitchy Creek, how did he go? Oh, mate, just signed another 10-day contract, feeling good about himself. Got out there for 2 minutes against Orlando in the horrible Nets loss and didn't bother the scorers. That's a zero. That's a 2 trillion. 2 minutes played, 0-0-0-0-0-0-0 across the board. Mitch Creek, though, playing more minutes and you probably would have won that fucking game, Nets. What are you doing? Aaron Bangers Baines against the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. He played 21 minutes, 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. Hashtag Bangers 3-point watch. Ended up with 9 points and 3 rebounds to go with 2 blocks. He's out for a bit of a week, though. He bruised his left foot. So he missed the Thunder game today. So a bit of a shame for Bangers. You know, just needs to stay healthy and away he goes. What about Patty Thrills? Look, he's out there crushing it, is our baller. He had a really good game against Brooklyn. And then was pretty good in the New Orleans win as well on, was that yesterday? Yeah, Sunday. 12 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. That's some good stuff, Patty. Some good stuff. He's shooting 46% from 3 over his last 5 games and 40% for the season. That is absolutely un-bloody real, mate. Un-bloody real. And one of our absolute favorites here at NBA Australia, friend of the program, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, absolutely bloody crushed it on Saturday against Cleveland. He was absolutely unreal. Had his second highest scoring game of his NBA career with 12 points. Goes 4 of 9 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3 with 1 assist. Absolutely bloody well crushed it. Rowdy, you absolute superstar. That is great. And what else do we do on a Monday then? Let's award an Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award. I think that's all the strains, isn't it? Yeah. Simo, Bolden, Ingles, Exum, King Dally, Denga Dell, Patty Thrills, Thon Song, Bangers Baines, Rowdy Brockoff, Mitchy Creek. Great stuff, fellas. Let's do the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. It's the first Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Yes, it's the Andrew Gaze Graham Humper Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence. And look, we're just going to give this, it's four times back to back. That's a month long win for James Harden. He put up 43 points against the Jazz, extending his streak of 30-point games to 26 straight. Over his last five, he's averaging 37. He had 43 in that game against the Jazz. 43 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 6 steals. But, mate, he's averaging 36 points a game at this point, which is absolutely bananas. To go with 8 assists, 6.8 rebounds, while shooting 37% from 3 and 43.9% from the field. But, mate, that is absolutely ridiculous. James Harden, you are a bloody star and a well-deserving winner of the Andrew Gaze Memorial Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Oh, jeez. Too many tins. All right, Patty Mills, Game Day Baller, Game Day Twitter check-in of the game previews right after, let's say, these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. All right, it is time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in / inspiration board. And we got a Patty Mills tweet, which is actually retweeting someone taking a screenshot of his Instagram. Sure. Anyway, Rebecca Villagran tweeted out, thank you for visiting District 3SA, Patty Mills. Our missions are the past, present, and future of our city. Thank you for appreciating our Indigenous community. Unreal, Patty. That is bloody brilliant, isn't it? But Patty's actual, Instagram thing post was pretty good, man. So the actual original Instagram post was him, a picture, and standing at the front of Mission San Jose saying, keeping the culture alive. A special tour of Mission San Jose with the tribal members of the Tapilam Coalekchalin Nation. Nation and a taste of their traditional song, dance, and native foods. Honored to connect with the indigenous people of South Texas. Absolutely bloody legendary. On ya, Patty. You are a star. All right, let's get stuck into the game previews for the next 2 days. Yeah, because we're going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday again this week. And then we'll probably go back to daily as of next week, which would be fun. So let's do it.
Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. A great intro, as always.
Not a problem. How was the squid today with the Super Bowl?
Ah, he was all right, man. He sat there with me in his little Pats bib. Wasn't in the jersey because I couldn't get him one in time, which was a pain in the butt. But he had the jersey that I bought him from Foxborough. That was good. So let's get into the game previews for tomorrow. We've got the Denver Nuggets at the Detroit Basketball Pistons. Pistons are 4-point underdogs at home. I'll take the Nuggets to beat the shit out of them by far more than 4. So I'll take the Nuggets -4. Hawks play the Wizards. Oh, jeez. That's a brutal, brutal matchup. Wizards are somehow 6-point favorites against the Hawks. You know what? I'll take the Hawks +6. Thank you very much. The Bucks play the Nets in Brooklyn. I'll take the Bucks -7. The Nets, look, it's just a little bit much for them at the moment without Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert. And the wheels are just starting to show. So, yeah, give me the Bucks -7. Pacers go to the Pelicans. A lot of P's there. Pelicans, 1-point underdogs at home. I'll actually take them. The Pacers without Victor Oladipo are really inconsistent. The Pelicans, even without Anthony Davis, I think they'll have just enough to get over the Pacers. The Rockets play the Suns in Phoenix. They are 8-point favorites there, and I might take them. I think they'll burn the Suns. Nice one. See what I did there? The Spurs play the Kings in Sacramento, and they are 1.5-point favorites on the road. And I'll take the Spurs, thank you very much. The Kings did beat the Sixers, but I will take the Spurs because, look, I think they're substantially better than the Kings. I feel like that's a good enough reason, if that's all right. All right, and then what do we got? Wednesday. So the games we'll be covering on Wednesday's show. Clippers at Hornets. I'll take the... Oh, it's at the Hornets. a tough one. I'll take the Clippers. Celtics at Cavs. I'll have the Boston Celtics. Thank you very much. Lakers at Pacers. Lakers with LeBron James back, I think, will be too much for the Pacers to handle. Pistons at Knicks. I reckon the Knicks might squeeze out a win at home for the first time in 2 months against the Pistons. Pistons should be much better than they are, and they're just not. It's really annoying. Raptors at the Sixers, an absolute rip snorter of a tasty-ass game. Sixers trying to get a win after a weird sort of inconsistent showing. I'll take the Sixers there at home against the Raps. Should be interesting, though. It should be great fun. Eastern Conference Finals preview, perhaps. Wolves at Grizzlies. Give me the Minnesota Timberwolves. Magic at Thunder. Thunder should smash the Magic. And the Miami Heat, the swooning Miami Heat, play the Portland Trailblazers in Portland, and I will take the Blazers. Thank you very much. The Heat are on a 3-game losing streak. Blazers should absolutely smoke them. And you know what? Holy shit, thank Christ I'm done with this one today. I am way too drunk to be doing this. So you know what? That is it for today. We're not even going to have a skit on the end of this one. I'll have a daily review for you on Wednesday. So in the meantime, you know, just stick all over NBA Australia on socials, on Twitter, Facey, Instagram. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Chuck us a rating and review on iTunes and Google Podcasts and Stitcher. Follow us on Spotify. Just make sure you're all over it. Just make sure you fucking give it the 5 stars. Just use your thumb. Just go bang. Also, big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. But go check out House Hats, their new band. They are amazing. Love House Hats. You hear House Hats. I've been broken behind Yenah every day. It's awesome. Fascinator, they're amazing. They've got a new video. Go check them out. Ramshackle Army of Prakoing before their new record. Love them. Go check them out. Iowa, Sex Should I, Green, 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 and Dozer. Thanks to all those dudes for the tunes throughout the show. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. So should you. All right, man. That is it for today. Congratulations to my New England Patriots. Did not feel confident about going into this game, but they managed to eke it out. Absolute shithouse game, though, wasn't it? Fucking hell. Luckily, I drank a million beers, and that helped sort of, you know, power through it. Good times. Who would have thought the Budweiser over here was like, you know, tastier than it is in the States? Weird, I'll tell you. Anyway, thanks for sticking with us for today. It's been fucking rough as guts, but we'll be back and much better on Wednesday, trust me. That is my promise to you. Yeah, we'll do Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week, and then we'll be back daily the week after that. We'll see how we go. All right. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, Lederhosen! Way to go, Patriots! Oh, what do you mean I'm not on this week? Fuck, I gotta come back on Wednesday. This is fucking bullshit, mate.